local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
We welcome you into another week here at News Radio Pensacola. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive home. We certainly appreciate it. Text line is 850-437-1620. Traffic line is 262-6111. We'll start with today's top three stories. Some mixed messaging coming out of Israel, specifically the Gaza Strip, regarding a potential ceasefire agreement. First, the White House is confirming that Hamas has agreed to a proposed ceasefire.
There has been a response from Hamas to the hostage deal. We're currently reviewing that response, and we're discussing it with our partners in the region.
That is National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, though there are also reports from Israeli sources indicating that Israel has not agreed. CIA Director Bill Burns is currently in Egypt for negotiations to stop the fighting as well. President Biden on a phone call today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to conduct a major military operation in Rafah.
Now, as you know, the president talked with Prime Minister Netanyahu this morning. The call lasted about 30 minutes and was constructive.
And the reports were that the operation in Rafah appears imminent, as Israel ordered the evacuation of more than 100,000 people from the city. So we'll see what shakes out there over the next 24, 48 hours. The White House today confirming it's aware of a U.S. soldier that's been detained in Russia. Lisa Taylor with more.
The soldier's reportedly accused of stealing, but it's not clear if the charges are legitimate. He had been stationed in South Korea and traveled to Russia on his own. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters there wasn't much they could say about the case currently. A number of Americans are detained in Russia, including former Marine Paul Whelan and Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Thank you very much. That's a look at our top three stories today. Local headlines right after our first check of the roads and weather this week. Austin, how was your weekend? Everything all right?
Yes. Thank you for asking. I had a great weekend. How about yourself, Jim?
It was okay.
Good to hear. Let's see. Looking at traffic and weather here. Well, first off, this report is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at traffic here, not seeing anything that's standing out to me too much that we don't already see at this hour every day. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, got some minor backups in that area. Same with Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and Burgess Road itself, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Let's see, Gulf Breeze Parkway has some minor issues if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway has some backups if you're traveling westbound, just passing Hurlburt Field. And Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River heading into downtown Milton, we've got some backups there that are slightly worse than usual.
All right, very good. Our check-in with the forecast.
The weather is warming up, but along the coast, we will have a breezy south wind that's going to keep things feeling a little cooler for those coastal areas. That south wind also will cause a high risk of rip currents as we head through the next several days. High temperatures are going to run mainly in the mid to upper 80s for the inland areas, so warmer for those inland spots. Overnight lows will be pretty close to 70 degrees, and there really isn't much of a chance for any rain. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Taking a look at our top local headlines today, Pensacola police say they're looking for multiple suspects accused of breaking into a jewelry kiosk last week at the Cordova Mall. It happened Tuesday. The owner of Farzin Jewelry tells Channel 3 he's out about $300,000 worth of goods.
I left at 3740 and mall closed at 8. And at 8:15, they came here with another two guys. They went underneath the cover and they break all the glasses. They break all my drawers.
If the audio wasn't totally clear, it was, of course, in the crowded Cordova Mall when that interview was going on. He's saying that a couple of suspects approached and were checking out his jewelry before the mall closed. And after the mall closed, they came back, hid under the black kind of tarp that the kiosks will put their stuff on, and then broke in at around 8:15 Tuesday night. He says the kiosk spot was temporary until he could get a permanent storefront inside the mall. If you have any information, you're encouraged to contact PPD. Legal bills continuing to pile up in Escambia County, with last week's agreement to pay out $5 million to settle a lawsuit with the former medical director, Rami Adler. The PNJ reports that over $9 million has been spent in settlements just in the last 3 years.
The problem I have with this, there's no accountability for nobody. There was no accountability for Sea Lover. There's no accountability for Kenny. Now, Dr. Adler, there's no accountability. Nobody's held accountable for all this money except for the citizens of Escambia County.
That from District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler last week. Today in Santa Rosa County, leaders agree that any decision to incorporate Navarre should be up to the residents. However, that decision should be based on complete and accurate information so far hasn't been properly hashed out. That was the message from Commissioner Colton Wright to Preserve Navarre leader Wes Seiler.
Find out from both of them what they would want. And if there's something they want from us, get it in writing. So it's public and it's out there saying, you know, I'm Representative Rudman or I'm Representative Andrade, and I expect the county commission to do this and the group to bring this to the county commission. And that's what the goalpost is. Because if we know what the goalpost is, we can work within that. But right now, it is nothing but variables and wish lists.
Commissioner Ray Eddington says State Representative Joel Rudman wants the question to go to voters in the form of a straw vote on November's ballot. Ultimately, the board elected to kick it back to the state delegation. Commissioner Wright normally joins us on commission weeks on Thursdays. We expect him to do that on Thursday, but he will also be joining us today at 4:35 to kind of dissect and dive in further on this discussion. Hard to fully encapsulate a 2-hour discussion on the happened with the Incorporate Navarre discussion today. So we'll do that with Commissioner Wright coming up here at 4:35. We'll take a break there. State and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace.
At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Get it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Attention on deck, Pensacola. Mark your calendars for the inaugural Pensacola Navy Days celebration, May 17th through 19th. As the cradle of naval aviation, Pensacola's relationship with the military runs deep. This exciting new event celebrates our ties to the armed forces, honoring those serving at Naval Air Station Pensacola and beyond. Navy Days kicks off with Gallery Night on May 17th, followed by the Night at the Museum Gala at the National Naval Aviation Museum. On May 18th, don't miss the 4K run, walk, and patriotic parade along Bayfront in downtown Pensacola. The festivities continue at Maritime Park with a kids' fun zone, military displays, vessel tours, and more. Cap off the weekend with the free Blues on the Bay concert on May 19th. Join residents and visitors alike in celebrating over two centuries of Pensacola's ties to the world's finest military forces. Visit PensacolaNavyDays.com for details, lodging specials, and to get involved. Pensacola Navy Days, where patriotism and Pensacola unite.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here, nothing too severe. Maybe a little bit of backups on Mobile Highway near the intersection with Softly Field Road. That's if you're traveling northbound in particular, but that's nothing too severe. You may encounter a little bit more as you approach Blue Angel Parkway. Once again, that's if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway. Beyond that, it's Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Maybe a little bit on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98 and southbound towards Dog Track Road. Beyond that, Gulf Breeze Parkway not looking too bad at this time. Navarre Parkway has a little bit of backups if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and then a little bit more as you pass Windhaven Beach. The last main spot is going to be on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
All right, very good. Taking a look here at the forecast, here's meteorologist Alan Strum.
Clear, some patchy fog possible. Overnight lows near 70. A little cooler for inland areas, a little warmer along the coast. And then during the daytime hours, it's a mix of sun and clouds over the next several days, with highs mainly in the mid-80s, a little warmer for some of the inland areas. Also, please note there will be a strong south wind blowing, and that is going to cause a high risk of rip currents for the next several days. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, looking at our state headlines, the company that operates 8 Florida hospitals filing for bankruptcy today.
For some reason or another, because we cannot get a straight answer out of them, they claim that things did not work out the way that they had anticipated, whether it was the price of the sale that they had from tenant or the contingencies from other hospitals they were trying to fill.
And Steward Healthcare filing for bankruptcy, calling it a necessary step to avoid disrupting patient care. They're a Dallas-based company, citing insufficient reimbursement by government payers, skyrocketing labor costs, and inflation. They run medical centers in Miami-Dade, Broward, Brevard, and Indian River counties.
And the estranged husband of a South Florida woman who disappeared while in Spain earlier this year is in custody. Federal agents arrested David Nezovich at the Miami International Airport on Saturday after he returned from a months-long trip to his home country of Serbia. Authorities believe that he is involved in the disappearance of his wife, Anna Maria Nezovich, Hanau, last February. That's a name. Police say she was visiting Madrid, to get away from her home in Fort Lauderdale while she goes through a divorce. The search for her is still underway.
Florida Division of Emergency Management encouraging Floridians to get ready for hurricane season.
Hurricane Preparedness Week is a community-level activity, but yeah, we certainly encourage every sector of the community to be a part of it.
Hurricane season begins June 1st, so National Weather Service meteorologist Robert Moyeda says it's time to develop a plan if you live in an evacuation zone. It only takes one storm.
Peak of hurricane season is August, September, and October. That's especially the time where here in South Florida we really need to be ready, because historically speaking, that's the time of the hurricane season when we've been hit most frequently by hurricanes.
Also, stock up on items on your hurricane checklist and don't let your guard down until the season ends in November. Karen Curtis, Miami.
And a lawsuit is going after a Central Florida bar where a mass shooting took place last week. It was filed by one of the 10 people who were injured during a pool party at Cabana Live in Sanford last Thursday. The victim is accusing the business owners, event promoters, and security at the restaurant of negligence. They are asking for a jury trial and at least $50,000 in damages. Police say a 16-year-old has been arrested and charged with attempted murder in connection to the incident.
In the national headlines, millions in the Midwest and Central Plains on alert for tornadoes today into tomorrow. Forecasters say heavy thunderstorms packing large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes will impact a widespread area from South Dakota all the way to North Texas tomorrow. The severe weather threat moves eastward into Arkansas, Missouri, and Illinois.
And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders will run for a fourth term in the Senate. Sanders said today that the coming election is the most important national election in our lifetimes, adding that we must fight to make sure we remain a democracy. The 82-year-old is the second oldest member of the upper chamber behind Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, who is 90.
Donald Trump insinuating he's willing to go to jail on principle.
This judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close.
That was after his trial recessed for the day. Trump, of course, ripping the judge there and says the prosecution told the judge they need 2 to 3 more weeks to make their case. He says this trial should have already ended and it's politically motivated, keeping him off the campaign trail.
And we recently touched on Columbia University last week. I believe it's them that's going remote. Well, they will now hold its main, or they will now not hold its main graduation ceremony.
We have to restore some sense of normalcy. We have to, you know, work around the chaos and the people's legitimate right to protest.
The decision to cancel the university-wide commencement came after weeks of pro-Palestinian protests on the New York City campus. Security concerns were reportedly the main cause for the cancellation, and ceremonies for individual schools will be held.
A baby abducted from a New Mexico park on Friday where her mother and another woman were found dead has been found alive. The FBI said a suspect in connection to the incident is in custody. Police say the two women had apparent gunshot wounds when they were found near a minivan. Police say that the fathers of both children are working with the investigation team.
And the remains of three people found near a Mexican fishing port have been identified as the trio of missing surfers from the U.S. and Australia. Authorities say the bodies are those of brothers Jake and Callum Robinson of Australia and American Jack Carter Road. The Ensenada Medical Examiner's Office said the trio were killed by gunshot wounds to the head. They were on a surfing and camping trip about 60 miles south of Tijuana, where cartels often roam.
Don't know if you saw the video from this over the weekend, but in Pennsylvania, live stream of a church service at Jesus' dwelling place saw a 26-year-old gunman, Bernard Polite, step up in front of the pastor and pull a gun out. Oh, police today saying that they found a person at his home found dead as well. Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright joining the program coming up at 4:35.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Hamas leadership has agreed to a ceasefire deal to halt its 7-month conflict with Israel. The proposal was brokered by Egypt and Qatar. Fox's Jared Halpern has this.
Israeli officials say they are reviewing a ceasefire agreement from Hamas, but say the plan appears to differ from an earlier framework. The announcement from Hamas came hours after about 100,000 Palestinian civilians were warned by the Israeli Defense Forces to evacuate parts of Rafah in southern Gaza.
The White House also reviewing the proposal. Donald Trump back in a New York courtroom today. The former president hit with a $1,000 fine for violating a gag order. He was also threatened with jail time.
You have to watch every word I tell you, people. You ask me a question, a simple question. I'd like to give it, but I can't talk about it.
Trump speaking outside the courtroom this afternoon. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. Reporting quarterly results after the close, Cody's per share profit was a smidge below expectations. It was a nickel a share. The beauty company's revenue, though, up 8% year over year, beat with robust growth across all regions. Cody's shares are up 3.1% in extended trading. Mixed results from Lucid after the close. The electric vehicle maker's revenue was up 16% from the year-ago period and topped expectations, but its per-share loss, 30 cents, was wider than expected. The company noted that production on its Gravity SUV is still slated to begin late this year. After rallying 9.5% in the regular Monday session, Lucid shares are tumbling 7.5% in late action. In the Monday session, otherwise, stocks built on their recent solid gains. The Dow Industrials tacked on 176 points. The S&P 500 leaped 53, and the tech-laden NASDAQ Composite jumped 193, or 1.2%. That's your money now.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, one, two, three.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sportsman and sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Anthony Edwards did his job and stole game one against the defending champion Denver Nuggets. Edwards is on the verge of becoming the next face of the NBA and has a mentality that reminds you of Michael Jordan. Tonight, Denver looks to even the series, and you would expect Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray to do that, but Edwards could take his hype train to the next level if he sends the series back to Minnesota with the 2-0 lead. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
A-R-G-O-S, Argos! Go Argos!
Go Argos!
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. On April 11th, UWF launched the public phase of the Here for Good Capital campaign. Join us on May 9th on the Pensacola Expert Panel to learn more about the university's most ambitious campaign to date and what it means for the future of our community. That's Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
The harder you work, the luckier you get. The more you get done, boy, the less you
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here, we will get another very quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here, not a ton going on the roads that we wouldn't normally expect at this hour. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still got some backups there. Same with Blue Angel Parkway, if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98. And maybe a little bit of backups if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards, Tiger Point, that area there. And the last two spots are Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach, and Caroline Street, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Tonight's weather will end up being mostly clear. Some patchy fog possible. Overnight lows near 70. A little cooler for inland areas, a little warmer along the coast. And then during the daytime hours, it's a mix of sun and clouds over the next several days with highs mainly in the mid-80s. A little warmer for some of the inland areas. Also, please note there will be a strong south wind blowing, and that is going to cause a high risk of rip currents for the next several days. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 4:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Listening to Pensacola right now, the bumper music there means that's time for Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright. And Commissioner, welcome into the program again. You know, we wonder how we go about keeping our commissioners accountable. You skipped out on us last week, so you're doing double duty this week.
Yeah, well, sorry I wasn't here that Thursday, but I'm happy to help where I can.
Absolutely. Now, we had a great conversation with Brad Baker, the new, as of today, the first meeting where he had the assistant removed from his little placard there on his desk. So we appreciate him joining us last week. Commissioner, we appreciate your time, of course, and we're the reason we're having you on today, in addition to the regular Thursday slot, is about a two-and-a-half-hour discussion centered around the incorporation of Navarre, and just kind of reading up on this and familiarizing myself as much as I could. This is something that has been in discussions at various times, put up to voters and residents. There's both residents both for and against this, but this came up kind of, I would say, kind of a peculiar way in which it was added to the agenda at the request of State Representative Joel Rudman. So if you could kind of just start there and what led to the discussion today.
Sure. Well, Commissioner Eddington brought it to the board as part of a commissioner item. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a typically a traditionally published agenda item. And I think because of that, it created a situation where I think almost every party involved in the discussion was kind of ill-prepared to really have a thoughtful conversation about the topic. But, you know, the issue of incorporating Navarre is a very divisive one. It's been something that's been discussed for, I think, going back to about 20 years. I know back as of 2014, I think, was the last time the residents of Navarre actually had an opportunity to vote on it at that time. But it's a difficult situation no matter what.
And the way that you phrased it was exactly kind of as I was surmising, and just like, okay, how would I say what this conversation was? Because it was a little bit at times frustrating. It was a little bit at times confusing. It was like, you know, if me and Austin, if we got our moms together, put them in a room and said, hey, you have 2 hours to debate and discuss who's better, Michael Jordan or LeBron James, and neither one of them knows who the other person is. It's like, well, what are we doing here? It's kind of the sense that I got today.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I think, you know, one of the frustrating things as a commissioner is, you know, number one, we have two state legislators, both Representative Rudman and Representative Andrade, that now represent, you know, the Navarre area, whether it be just Navarre proper, Holly area, as well as Navarre Beach. And that creates a couple issues. They are the ones that, you know, if a straw poll or a vote showed that the majority of residents of that Navarre area, the proposed incorporated area, if they so chose to want to become incorporated, those two representatives are the one that would be responsible for running that bill through the legislature. The Board of County Commissioners has no authority to create an incorporated area within the county. So I think that's what puts us in a precarious position. And, you know, previous Commissioner Williamson, Jerry Williamson, and also previous representative, he had a pretty clear path on what he expected of the Preserve Navarre group or any group that wanted to incorporate an area on 60% majority wanting that change. And I think that's primarily because when you're asking people to vote to incorporate and vote to create another layer of government and tax themselves, you know, there should be that the bar should probably be set a little bit higher. We currently don't have any guidelines from our two current representatives. And I think as a board, that's kind of what we're asking for is, you know, work with the group, figure out what their goalposts need to be, and then come back to us and let us know how we can help, you know, facilitate that.
And during the discussion today, it was Commissioner James Calkins who brought up the recent attempt by residents in Perdido and said, hey, there was never a time when there went to the Board of Commissioners to say, hey, put this up for a straw vote. You know, you did have Commissioner Jeff Bergosh who would go and he would meet with the different groups. And then, but ultimately it was Representative Andrade who made the determination based on everything that he had reviewed and seen. This is, hey, I'm not moving forward with this at the state level. And then the other thing that you brought up was that, hey, we're using information that was now 10 years old that is not, it does not include accurate information as far what the county does. And so to try to lead, or maybe not, it would give the appearance of leading voters towards something when the information that's being put out there may not all be accurate.
Yeah, so the current feasibility study that they have is from 2022. So it's only 2 years old now. But if, and I 100% support the opportunity for residents to vote for themselves and have their say and their voice heard. However, if I'm going to be part of putting that to the public, and I'm going to have to vote for that to move forward, to at least give them the opportunity, I have to do so with a clean conscience. And I can't do so when there's a feasibility study that's based on absolute, I mean, just even the preamble to it talking about what the county currently does is not accurate. And there's a number of other inaccuracies and misleading statements in the feasibility study. I think if the group chose to do a professional feasibility study that was realistic and then came back once we know what the state representatives are looking for, at that point, it'd be very easy to move forward and say, hey, I totally support the it being put on the ballot and let the voters in Navarre decide at that point.
And so far as this current discussion, it was kind of the board's decision was, hey, we're kind of sending this back to the state representative and the groups that want to enact this, that hey, they're going to have to do more due diligence on this, right? That's where
we're correct.
At.
I mean, yeah I think, that's exactly where we're at. We're just looking for some clear direction. Come to us with some reasonable expectations and guidelines. So we know what we're going to vote on. Otherwise, we're just all wasting time having a discussion and arguing over nothing, basically.
All right. Well, Commissioner, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for the insight on there. Hard to condense a two-hour discussion down to 30 or 45 seconds ago, so wanted to have you on for a bit deeper dive on that. So we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you on Thursday when we've got a lot more stuff happening on the agenda then, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, sir. It was, again, Commissioner Colton Wright in Santa Rosa County filling us in on the discussion over the Incorporate Navarre discussion that happened at the committee meeting this morning. 4:45, another check of the roads and weather.
Let's see. Doesn't appear to be much going on the roads right now, Joe, luckily. We do have some minor backups here and there on Nine Mile Road, maybe a little bit on Burgess Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and maybe some on Blue Angel Parkway still if you're traveling northbound towards U.S. Highway 98. Outside of that, though, it's just going to be a little bit of issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Windhaven Beach, and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Tonight's weather will end up being mostly clear. Some patchy fog possible. Overnight lows near 70. A little cooler for inland areas, a little warmer along the coast. And then during the daytime hours, it's a mix of sun and clouds over the next several days with highs mainly in the mid-80s. A little warmer for some of the inland areas. Also, please note there will be a strong south wind blowing, and that is going to cause a high risk of rip currents for the next several days. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. The lightning round here as we get caught up here. Sports, we've got what's going on here tonight?
Well, just very quickly, we've got a TNT doubleheader in the NBA. Pacers at Knicks at 6:30, followed by Timberwolves at Nuggets at 9. Timberwolves took game one, but I think Rudy Gobert is questionable.
That Timberwolves-Nuggets series is going to be highly entertaining.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the winner of that wins the Western Conference, personally. NHL, we got a semifinal round matchup. Bruins at Panthers at 7 o'clock on ESPN. And also with the Stars beating the Golden Knights last night, we will officially have a new Stanley Cup champion this year, so good for us.
Did you hear who is going to be sponsoring a college football bowl this coming year?
I don't believe so, no. Who?
So the Arizona Bowl, last year it was the guys at Barstool, right?
Yeah, Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl.
This year it is the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop.
This is getting so goofy, man.
That's going to be played on the campus of University of Arizona on December 28th, and a great way for the universities to continue to hash out that these are students, and we uphold the highest integrity when it comes to the amateur athletics, as this bowl is going to be the first sponsored by an alcohol brand. So the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop.
Yeah, well, we have more time on that next hour. I'll give my thoughts on that.
looking at some health business and science notes today, the FAA opening a new probe into Boeing 787 Dreamliner jets. The agency says Boeing informed last month that employees may not have completed required inspections on the planes. Good day on Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial up 176 points to 38,852. S&P 500 adding 52 to 5180, and the NASDAQ up 192 to 16,349. Bernard Hill, actor, dead at the age of 79. You know him as Captain Edward Smith on the Titanic,
okay,
as well as Theoden in the Lord of the Rings franchise, King Theoden. So I was sad by that as well. We have the Netflix roast of Tom Brady was last night. Did you get to hear any of that?
I saw a lot of, you know, I saw a lot of the high hitters. It was kind of awkward at times.
I didn't watch a whole lot. I heard probably a lot of the same sound bites you did, but
yeah.
He got upset over a joke about Robert Kraft in the massage parlor,
which he should have expected.
Gronk spiked his shot glass after they
should
did
have
a
been
toast
expected.
To Tom Brady. Kim Kardashian got booed. I'm not sure what the reasoning was there. Again, I didn't know that. But yeah, so a lot of stuff happening there. Coming up next hour, we'll play some sound bites from that roast there. I remember this from my youth, man. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It debuted back in 1999. Regis Philbin. I was a pretty loyal follower in the early years there, but it's coming back for a 25th anniversary. First show, July 10th. It's hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. 5:50, we'll take a break there, recapping our top stories, wacky stories, and some good news next as well on Pensacola Right Now.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the $5 million settlement which Escambia County is now paying the federal government and former medical director Ramey Edler over Medicare fraud, the certifications issue within EMS. What did the county commissioners know? When did they know it? Are they responsible for this going back to 2019 in a meeting where Ramey Edler brought the problems before them before all of this lawsuit happened? It's a huge conversation. You can listen to the podcast, the 6 and the 7 o'clock hours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank.
Austin and I do not discuss hardly ever what we're going to talk about, but I was going to mention coming out of this segment, and I'm not much of a racing guy, but we had two races over the weekend.
With photo finishes,
the Derby and then also the NASCAR race.
Yeah, I just saw that, actually. The only reason I knew about this.
Yeah, so we had, who was the guy? Who was the horse that won?
Mystic Dan,
yeah. And there was a little bit of controversy over whether a couple of the other favorite horses were, like one of the jockey had like his hand on the other horse, and you know they were like, oh, he's tugging him back or whatever. Mystic Dan gets it done. Don't recall who won the NASCAR race. And then, of course, you had the F1 race in Miami, which was not won by Max Verstappen, who everybody was like, you know, he never loses. He always wins. And that's why F1 is unwatchable. But I think it was a British driver who won the F1 race in Miami yesterday. So a good racing weekend if you are in to that. We watched the Derby, of course, and I saw a little bit of the F1, and I watched the highlights of the NASCAR race there with the photo finish. I think the driver who lost said that he should have done what on Cars. Who was the guy? Who's the red car in Cars?
Lightning McQueen.
Was he the one that like stuck out his tongue, or was that the
yeah.
other? He was like, I should have done that. But yeah, good sense of humor there from the guy who came in second on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for sure.
Recapping the day's top three stories today. There's a little bit of confusing stories coming from Israel, where the White House, on the one hand, is confirming that Hamas has agreed to a proposed ceasefire. Israel saying, no, they're not agreeing to it. And there's also a phone call this morning with the president, Biden, and Prime Minister Netanyahu, encouraging, admonishing, whatever the verb you want to use, not to conduct the major military operation that Israel has been talking about in Rafah. So we'll kind of see what happens there. Also, a U.S. soldier detained in Russia, the White House confirming that today. Texter Kyle Larson was the winner of the NASCAR race there. So appreciate that. 4:55, final check of the roads and weather.
Well, let's see. Hasn't been much to go off of so far this hour, luckily. Just some of the usual suspects giving us some grief. Let's see. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile has some minor congestion still. Highway 297A, if you're traveling northbound, coming from Pinecone Drive and approaching where there's the fork in the road to form South Highway 97, we got some issues over there. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards U.S. Highway 98 still has some problems, but that's just typical traffic that we see in those areas. Beyond that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway with a little bit of issues still if you're traveling westbound from Windhaven Beach. And Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
A couple other local headlines that we're keeping our eye on. Pensacola police looking into a jewelry heist at Cordova Mall last week, where they say that the suspects made off with around $300,000 worth of goods. That happened Tuesday night. Also, Escambia County, a report from the PNJ, racking up over $9 million in legal settlement dollars just in the last 3 years over the amount of legal battles that they have. And, of course, there's a couple of more high-profile cases where that could add to the total, specifically regarding the construction of the new jail, as well as Commissioner Jeff Ragosh's text lawsuit that he has against the PNJ, Jonathan Owens, and then Alex Arduini. Incorporate Navarre discussion in Santa Rosa County today ended with no action being taken by the board, essentially kicking it back to the state where commissioners say, hey, this is where this belongs, and just not a whole lot of details that we would need in order to put a straw vote to voters in November as to whether an incorporation of Navarre should move forward. That was requested today by State Representative Joel Rudman. Taking a look at wacky stories, good news. A school district in Ohio went on lockdown last week when Bigfoot was spotted walking around the campus and running past the classroom windows. Obviously, the Sasquatch wasn't real. It was a parent who was playing a prank on the school. Did not check with school officials first, though, and that was the problem. As some elementary kids were outside, school officials moved them inside, and the lockdown process started without a hitch, and the stunt obviously causing panic and disrupted the school day. Thankfully, Bigfoot never got inside the school. The parent was apprehended by a school resource officer, and the local prosecutors are reviewing to see if any charges will be filed.
Why would you? Whatever. Good news here. A 16-year-old from Louisiana is graduating from high school and already set up, and is already set to go off to college. Alana Poulard has been accepted by 60 colleges and has been offered more than $1 million in scholarships. Her plans are to attend LSU in the fall, where she'll major in microbiology. After that, it's off to medical school with a plan to become a trauma surgeon. Wow. And if her name sounds familiar, maybe because Poulard first grabbed the attention of the internet when she was just 5 after visiting the White House for a Wounded Warriors event and successfully getting then-President Obama to write her a school excuse note.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, good for her.
A new Popeyes location opened in England, and the first 3 customers got free food for a year. A guy who's remaining anonymous camped out for 17 hours just so he could win and then give the food to his local homeless shelter. He said he plans to eat it himself here and there, but they're getting the vast majority of that. So very cool story there.
Absolutely. And lastly here, really quick, a guy in Louisiana named Matt Buspis got woken up by a fire alarm at his condo, and it was a false alarm, but he was up, so he went to go get coffee and was looking disheveled when he ran into a 9-year-old kid named Kelvin Ellis Jr. Kelvin saw him and thought he was homeless, so he walked up and tried to give Matt $1, which was all the money he had. Matt owns a sporting goods store in Baton Rouge and decided to thank Kelvin by giving him a 40-second shopping spree. He got a bunch of cool stuff, including a brand new bike.
Listen,
wow.
I love that. My initial reaction was 40 seconds, it's a little short. But
I mean, you run through and you grab stuff. You'll see people on TikTok do that.
I know, but make it like 2 minutes.
Hey, he got a bike in 40 seconds.
Hey, that's great. Great job by Matt there. I'm just giving him a hard time.
For sure.
Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're back in 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.